Rabbanan Dekin, sorry, Bayon. Rabbis of Katrin asked the following question. Yocha Makabel Vamahalich, it's not really a question, they propose the following proposition. Yocha Makabel Vamahalich Alachomet, so means Makabel the blood and travels with the blood from his Beach. Alachomet Yechayev, is he Chayev? Tamalomar Zevach. No, it has to be Zvicha. Mazvicham Yuchedesh Chayov Malea Bachutz. What's qualitatively important, significant about Zvicha, about Shchita, you're chayev on if you do Shchita Chutz, obviously. Yotz, as opposed to a Makabel, a Mahalich al Chometz, says Makabel the Dam, and Mahalich the Dam on Chometz, Shein Chayov and Lein Bechutz, there's no such concept of doing Halich on Zvicha, Halich on Kabbalah and Halich on Bechutz, right? And Bechutz you're chayev in Shchita and Zvicha, not in Kabbalah or Locha.
So you can make a detour after the Shchita. Kabbal the blood, Mahal the blood outside, and then
you don't crack it
inside?
No, the blood will become possible. But yeah. If you took a carbon and checked it outside, and you're chayev, if you did the zrik outside, you're chayev, but if you did the halacha and the kabbal and halacha, I think even if you did for Avodah Zarah, you're also a potter. For Avodah Zarah also, the chayev is on shchita and on zrik, not on halacha and kabbal and halacha. Even though those are the four part of the four avodos, but vis-a-vis the halacha of shchutei chutz or shchita l'avodah zarah, it doesn't apply. So ma'azvichem yichesh chayom l'vachutz yotzim makabel v'amalich ha'chometz, supposed to somebody who's makabel or mahalich ha'chometz she'en chayol lehem b'chutz. Yochla makir imurim ha'chometz yeh chayev. What about if you're makir imurim on the chometz? Does that make you chayev? In other words, the Kohen possesses chometz, so he does the imurim. Tam lomer, it's a typo, the carbonator says, dam. Says dam. It has to be something which has to do with dam. And dam, of course, teaches us zrikam. Zrikam yichedeshi makevitz l'kapara. Just like dam has zrika, which is integral to the kapara. So to any which is integral to the kapara. Yotzu hekter chalom as opposed to hekter imurim. Shein v'makriz l'kapara hekter imurim is not a necessary component for the kapara. So therefore, there's no problem there by the hekter imurim of doing a possessing chametz at that time. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi boy kum Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi asked for Rabbi Yosi. Adatayin lo liptur. Instead of saying your potter, duna lechiyuv, say your chayev. Let's say the following scenario. And there's a little bit of a typo here too, which would be Yochol hamakdiri murim. So instead of Makabo Mahal, three, four lines down, you have Makdir Murim. That goes up here, and Makabo Mahal goes down there to do a switcheroo here. Yocho HaMakdir Murim Al Chometz Yeh Potter. If you're Makdir Murim Al Chometz, are you Potter? Tam Lomer Zevach. No? I'll say Zevach. Mazvichem Yuchedesh Chayovin Labachutz. Just like Zvicha is unique, that you're Chayav Ar Chumichu Bechutz. So to Akhtar Simur, it's on your chayv, and we do it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, maybe Itake, it's in the parsha of Lo Tishchat Al Chometz. And I'll say the opposite of what you said before as well. Yochol, and here it should be Hamakabel v'Mahalich. Somebody who's Makabel v'Mahalich, the blood, Alad Chometz Yepot. You think he's going to be Potter? No. Tam Lomer again should say Dam, right, instead of the keeper. Say blood Mar Zrika, just like the Zrika, which has to do with the Dam. Miuchedes is unique in that Shema Kevis the Kapora, it's essential for the Kapora. Afani Abraham Makabel Vamahalech, Allah's include Kabel and Alech, Shemai Makris and Kapora, the part of the four avodos which are essential to Kaporas of Carbon. So if that's the case, Lamai said, how do you know the pater makti murim and makabu mahalich halachomets? I just proved to you I can use svaris, the exact opposite svaris of what you said, to be mechayev in both of them. So says Yerushalmi Armalei davar shava b'shneim melamed. You have to have two common denominators. Davar shava b'shneim means that which is common on two counts. Dover Shavish name Mulamid, Dover Shaino Shavish name, if it's not common in two counts, Aino Mulamid. It's not similar. And what are those two counts? Zevach has to be A, Zevach, and B, also dam, even though it's not mentioned here explicitly, but it means be zevach and dam, both of them. Ma'azvichum yuchedeshim ha'kevis al-kapara, what is the element we learn from zvicha zvisoyim, which is required for the kapara? The chayovin aleh b'chutz, and your chayiv on it and the chayiv on it b'chutz. Yotza m'kabo v'ar, supposed to m'kabo v'ar malech, Shein chayav lehem b'chutz, right, there's no chayav on them outside, and yotza ekter imorim, and it goes to p'chutz ekter imorim, shein makvas the kapara, which are do not impede the kapara. So therefore, from the fact that it says zevach and dam, we might need both elements, which are, which zevach and dam both have, which are the chayav lehem b'chutz and the makvas kapara. So if it doesn't have both denominators, then it's not, then you're not chayav if you shech, or do any, if you do that avoda in the possession of chametz in your midst. Okay? So it says Yerushalmi further. Talmud, we went over there. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, this is an interesting thing, I don't think we have this in the Bavli and Pesachim. It seems like it's cross reference in Beitz on the Yerushalmi, but I don't think we have it in the Bavli. Beishamai, Sor Kazayas, on a sor, if you have sourdough, the Isser is a Kazayas. Chametz, oh, you went to Kins? Oh, I said that since we're not giving Shi, I'm sorry. I didn't make that clear, obviously. I said since I'm not giving the early Shia because the dinner they were going to have it here. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. When did you leave? You left before Maury spoke or after Maury spoke? Oh, that's how I left too. Yeah. Okay. It's been a while, Drew. So I apologize for that. So we're talking about stuff with Shechayev and Shchute. We're talking about stuff with Shechayev, Shchute, Chutz. Now we're starting a new Shchute, Lotzichat Al Chometz. What I avoid is now we're starting a little bit of a new thing, not a little bit, a major new thing, because it doesn't appear in the Bavli. Where it says Beitametzim Beshamei Omrim. Tamati Besharim Saor Kazayas Chometz Kosevis. The Shear of Saor is a Kazayas. The Shear of Chometz is a Kosevis. Saor is sourdough. Chometz is just leavened, stuff which is fermented. So it's interesting, the Shear here is mentioned as a Kosevis. In the Bavli, we don't have such a concept. Bavli was never a Mechali. Kosevis. Who knows what Kosevis? Yom Kippurim, right? No such thing as a Kosevis. No, don't we? The Yushami's not going to like this either. They're both a kazayis. Rabbi Zriko, Mishim Rabbi Yisrael Rechina said, Lo Shal Biro. Still interesting, but not as big a chiddush. Yechayev and Achila on a kazayis, both of kazor and of chometz. The question is, what shear you have to be mevar, you have to eradicate. So that he says, the berbir chometz, the shear is says the shear of chametz is a kosevis larger avalachila kazayis. V'avob Rabbi Yishem Rabbi Yochanan says no bein lebiuro bein lechila kazayis, the shear is always kazayis. Now here there's a major question as to the girsa. Lieberman leaves the girsa kazayis. And he may, in order to explain the following Gemara, he says, there must be a Shita, a long-lost Shita, which was not mentioned explicitly here, but in order to explain the next line, that Yechayim and Chometz even for less than a Kazayis. Okay? The Daraisa, I'm talking about here. Chayim, not just Aser, the Daraisa. But the Pashtas, I would say, it's like the Korban Eidah. The Korban Eidah says that the proper change is to make the change here. Rav Asher Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bein lebiur bein lechila ki kosevis." The shear is a kosevis. Okay. Now, based on that, come Raimon Rabbi Chizkia. Raimon came and met Rabbi Chizkia. Amar Leisa, he said, "Minon shama Rabbi Hada Milsa." From where did you hear this? This concept? Amar Leisa Rabbi Avo. So he said, I heard from Yavo. Amar Lei, so he said back to him, Va'anan Amrin, we say, not like you. Rather, Yavo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, it should be, the next few words should be, according to Korban Eidah, Lebiuro bekoseves laachilo kizayis. The biuro is koseves and achilo is kizayis. Meaning you said koseves on both. We heard not that way. We heard that the biur is koseves and the achilo is kizayis. So he changed the gerusa previously to koseves, and therefore here the malti, when he comes to argue, he says that the biur is koseves, that's true, but the achilo is kizayis, not like you said that the achilo is koseves.
I can see the reason for the comparison koseves with Yom Kippur.
Why? Chayav, yeah, but the thing is there, it has to do with being meshiv, it's not inui. In other words, kizayis, you're still torturing yourself. It's a shir of achil. It's not still torturing yourself. It's Torah, still torturing yourself until you live a kosevis. Then it's no longer inui nefesh because it's miyashi of the nefesh. But here it has nothing to do with nefesh. It has to do with a shir of achil. So because it's like the rest of the Torah. It is. I think it's very difficult. The concept of kosevis. Of course, yeah. I can understand the comparison that there's an onus on the achil of kares and here's an onus on the achil of kares, but it doesn't seem that integrally there's any connection. Okay, shechtal chametz. When shechtal chametz, when shechtal korban pesach chametz, achar miat mahalich. Who you go by? Achar achiloso, achar biuro. Do you go after the shir of achilo, which is a kazayis, or the shir of a biur, which is a kosevis? Type of question, Yerushalmi of course doesn't answer. Goes on to the next question. Talmud Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Nei, Rabbi Zira. Shnecha, we had this earlier in the Masechet, a lot earlier. Shnecha tzayim b'tzolcha bayitz. If you two have seisim in the house, and a bayitz mitzdar, if the house is not joined them together, b'tzolcha keli. If the two have seisim within the same keli, a kli mitzdar, the kli does join them together. Shachtu aleim. What if you shecht on two half seisim? Me'acha sheilu b'tzolcha bayitz." Now, since when they're in the house, they ain't not by if the house is not joined together, your potter. Or since they're doing the kli is mitzayif them, you are chayif. Again, the Gemara doesn't answer, but it's interesting. The Yerushalmi seems not to care where they are right now. As long, it seems like the question is, wherever the two halves of ASMR, you can own one in New York and one in Timbuktu. But the thing is that since they could be mitzvah, so monetarily you have ownership of chametz. Do you see what I mean? That's the question. Do I go after actual tzirif, in which case I actually have to be in the same keli in order to be chayiv? Do I say in megot? This is not a question of eating. It's not even a question of b'yiroi b'yimotzei. It's a question of possessing chametz at the time of shechtah korban pesach. It's a call of possession. As long as they could be mitzvah, even though right now they're not mitzvah in any way, shape, or form. Of course, Yerushalmi doesn't answer that question, whether that's the case or not. Next question. Shechtah ala siur. If you shecht it on this dough which has begun cracking but is not fully chametz yet, me'achad am Rav Huna b'shem Rav, it's a rusa named Rav, mutar achilu kavo, you're allowed to give it to your dog to eat, but to you, exam, from lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, because obviously it's mutar and hanoa, or me'achad Rav amar lokim achilus, because Rav said, you have malchus on eating it, of course not kores, but malchus, so maybe it's going to be sufficient pesach, sufficiently called chametz said you transgress so shishcha chametz tam zivchi and you should be chayev, and of course you Yerushalmi is not asked that question either. New sugya. Hashem Eloke shomer ad shiye l'shoichet or l'echo mibnei chabura. Has to be that that the guy who's shechting has the chametz and he's also a member of the chabura. Has to be both. Rabbi Yochanan, no, l'shochet to a guy who's shechting, if it's a kohen, let's say, aval bishenam b'nei chabura, even though he's not one of the members of chabura. Or l'echav b'nei chabura, one of the b'nei chabura has the chametz, aval bishenam shochet, even though he's not the shochet. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afil nosan imo b'yushalayim. New issue. Rabbi Yochanan says it's even if the chametz is in Yerushalayim, not in Nazara. Rishimet Lokish Amar, Achi Nosin Mokig Bazora. Rishimet Lokish says it has to be with him in Nazara. Now, there's a couple ways of explaining this Machlokus. The one way of explaining Machlokus is that it says, Losishchat Al Chomet Dam Zivchis. What does Al mean? Does Al mean Samuch? Not just that you have it, also that you're adjacent to it, or does it just mean that you possess it somewhere? So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it means that you possess it somewhere, even if it's through Shlaim. Rishimet Lokish holds it has to be Dafka Al, literally next to you in Nazar at the time you shecht. That's one interpretation. But there's another interpretation. Dein kedaitiv and ein kedaitiv, we can say that it follows the following machlokas. Diflugun, the way I just explained it, the way the Bavli explains it, the way the Ushami explains it, diflugun shnei yomim tovim shogolius. President Malacha over the course of two yomim tovim magolus. He had the same Malacha both days in a row, right? He was Choresh, and then he was Choresh again the next day. Rabbi Yochanan Makabi Nasra Sofi, very famous Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hasra Sofi, Shmasra. Each day we give Masra. Yankel, if you plow today, maybe you'll be Chayev. And the sum total of 2 days is that he definitely transgressed an Isser. So between the 2 days, we can give him Malkus, right? Rabbi Shimon Logishmar, Emekai Ben Asra Sofi, what the Bible calls Hasra Sofi, Glav Shmasra. Yeah, at the time you give him that story, you have to have a definitiveness that if he does the malacha now, he's going to transgress the avera. So what's an afkamina vis-a-vis our case? Hakol modim, everybody rishima, yon nosum kinegdo. Now here Liebman throws in a whole line because it really makes no sense the way it's written. Hakol modim shima, yon nosum kinegdo. The next words I'm adding are from Lieberman. Bazara shuchayev. So everybody agrees, if the master sees that Yankel, the Shoichet, or Yankel, the member of the Chabur, has chametz in Azara, so of course Nasra is a Vada Yasra. Of course you give him Malkus. What's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel Shlokish? Don't look inside, it's not there yet. Hoya Nasu Kinegdo, it was opposite him. Now here, pick it up. Bachalom B'Yushlaim, which I see through the window, I see chametz. In Yerushalayim, right? So, man the mar sofek. Here, if you say that the shaila is asra sofek shmo asra, so it's not asra sofek, right? Vadayu. You see, it's right opposite you. You see it through the window. Man the mar ba'asra, he says that the issue is not asra sofek shmo asra or not, but rather the issue is whether it's our must be besamuch or not. So, is this besamuch? No. You know, he has it, but it's not an azara. So then it wouldn't be, suitable for the Malkus of Loz Ishkan. So again, there are two ways of explaining Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. One is that they argued about Al B'Samuch. The other is where they argued about Asra Sofik Shmo Asra. The Nafkamina between those two cases, the case where he definitely knew he had Chometz, but he was outside the Azara. So if you did that, it's Asra Svadai, but it's outside the Azara, so you would have a difference of opinion in Reish Lakish, whether you hold his Malkus or not, in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether you hold his Malkus or not. Okay. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda, what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? What's the Pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that if you shech the Tom in Erev Pesach and you possess Chometz and you're Chayev, because it says Dam Zivchi, yes, even though the Kri is Zivchi, the Mikra is Zivchi, the Masorah says Zvachai, plural, right? Zvachai, with you can be read my Zvachim. So Dam Pesach v'Dam Tomid. Two bloods, the blood of the Pesach and the blood of the Tomid. Okay, so I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Time Rabbi Shimon. What's the pasuk of Rabbi Shimon? Now, Rabbi Shimon gave this whole complicated thing that Pesach, on Erev Pesach, he transgressed Yivishechtet Lishma, and now Yivishechtet Shalol Lishma. And on Chol HaMoed, it's the exact opposite. Yivishechtet Pesach Lishma, so it's possible it's no good. And therefore, you don't transgress Lishma, Yivishechtet Lishma, Yivishechtet Pesach Shalol Lishma, and Chol HaMoed, then it is considered to be a Shlomim, and then you do not. You do transgress those tishchar chometz dam zivchi. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to analyze the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Time Rabbi Shimon. Kosev echad omer lo tishchat chometz dam zivchi. One person says, "Do not shecht on the chometz, the blood of my carbon." Kosev echad omer tishlo tizbach chometz dam zivchi. The other one says, "Lo tizbach chometz dam zivchi." Now one of these psukim is talking about Pesach. Because the first part says, the Sishon Chomitz Dam Zivchi says immediately after, Lo Yolin Laboker Zevach Chaga Pesach. Do not transgress, but Lo Solin on that. So we see there's a linkage. Both of these things are going on the Korban Pesach. Okay? But the other pasuk doesn't specify Korban Pesach, it just says, Lo Tizbach Chomitz Dam Zivchi. So Echo Pesach Barbos, or Echo Sharkos Valim Chomoid. So one of them is going on the Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan. There's going on all other Karbonos on Chol HaMoed. Mar Yisrael Rabban B'Chol HaShmoed, why only Chayev if it's Chol HaMoed? L'otim Min Arbos, you're not Chayev if it's the 14th day. I'll tell you why. Acha Shariba HaKosuv V'Miit. The Pasuk has a ribui, And the pasuk has a mute. Now, without boring you, the Bnei Moshe, I'm not going to bore you because I get bored by this. Bnei Moshe does not. Bnei Moshe goes into how exactly what's the ribui, what's the ribui, and what's the mute. But each pasuk has a ribui and each pasuk has a mute. Okay, so me'achar shariba kasul miet marbani b'chol osam b'chol shemoyed. I say you're going to be chayav on more things on chol moyed. Very interesting sfora. Why is that? So he says on chol moyed it's more likely you're going to transgress lo tishchat. Why is that? Because shuba by roa by motzi, because you're already chayav by roa by motzi, as opposed to motzi on me'arbos or supposed to 40 days she'ena by roa by motzi. I do not yet have a iser by roa by motzi until nightfall. Right? Even in the afternoon, the Isra of having chometz only the rabbanon, not the raisa. Right? We heard that earlier in the Masechta. So therefore, he holds Rabbi Shimon, according to this line of reasoning, holds on erev Pesach. The only thing I'm chayev on shechting on chometz is Pesach, because I want to limit my chiddush. Because there's no bai roa bai matzid araisa. The whole concept is such a great chiddush. Ein l'chabo el chidusho. He only applied to the most limited scope. The most limited scope to apply to his current base of proper, nothing else. But in chomayit, I transgress bai roa bai matzid. So that's a carte blanche to extend the prohibition of shechting karbonos al chomayit to any of the karbonos, including shlamim or any all sorts of karbon. Okay. Says Yerushalmi further. Ramona said, Lohain, therefore, Dichsiv, Zevachaga Pesach, when it says Zevachaga Pesach, our boss, Arnachayamin, that's talking about, specifically on the 14th day of Nisan. Because that means that I'm only chayev on our boss, or on the fourth, I'm only chayev in Pesach, in the Pesach, when I possess chametz on the 14th day of Nisan, when it's Zevach HaGapesach, but already when it's on the Chol HaMoed, so I'm not chayev of a shech to the Shem Pesach, again, because it's a Karim Pasul, as we mentioned previously. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Chabura is a maksha. So Chabura asks a very interesting question. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is a very unique shito here. Not like the Bavli, and not like the Yerushalmi later on, the truth is. Yerushalmi itself later on would say, not everybody agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds, you don't need Akira to uproot a Karm Pesach to be a Shlomim. We always held you need Akira, you have to specify it's no longer Karm Pesach. Yochanan does not hold that way. That's going to have interesting ramifications right now. Let's see inside. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Chabur is a Makshim. Okay, what are you talking about? Im B'Shoav Avanim Tziz Karm Kapora, when it's Shechtin the Pesach Chol Amoy, what are we talking about? If it was lost and found prior, it was lost on Erev Pesach, then you set aside another one, and then you found the first one. So now you shecht either one, right? One of the two. Im shav anitz it's kona kapar bein lishmo vebein shelo lishmo. When you shecht it on chol moed, whether you shecht l'shem Pesach or not, it's possible. It says kosher, I know, but it's supposed to be possible. In that case, you need to be oker and shame. You need to do akira on it. If you need to do akira, it's possible. Venita kriya. It's what you have to do is you have to graze it, wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and then use the money to buy another one. So in that case, clearly, you need to do Akira. If you didn't do Akira, and then you shechtel l'shem Pesach, it's possible. Even shechtel l'shem Shlomim, it's still possible, because you have to do Akira, and at the very, very least Akira, and preferably you should just put out the pasture and graze it, get some mum, then sell and buy something else. However, in Mishava v'nimtza la'achar kapora, if it got lost, you found it only after you sacrificed the other Karm Pesach, your spear, on Erev Pesach, ben lishmo ben shlo lishmo, regardless of when then you shechted on Pesach, lishmo v'shlo or l'shlo lishmo, it is kosher, kashlamim. See, here's where he holds it on now, Kira. If you shechted another Karm Pesach while this one was lost, then it doesn't require Akira. Right. So then they don't need Akira in that case. So they don't need Akira. So he says, Manavshach. When do you, what's Rabbi Shimon's, his question is, that which it says in the Mishnah, that on Yontif, when you shecht the Karm Pesach Chol Moed, if you shecht it Lishmo, your potter, if you shecht it Shlo Lishmo L'chayev, what's that talking about? If it's a scenario where you require akira, so regardless of whether you shechtel lishmo or shelo lishmo, it's possible. And you don't, it doesn't make a difference if lishmo or shelo lishmo. If it's the area which does not require akira, then it's automatically shlamim. So again, if you shechtel lishmo or shelo lishmo, it's already kosher as a shlamim. So why would you not be chayav regardless? So you should be pot regardless or chayav regardless. It shouldn't make a difference whether you shech l'lishmo or shelo l'lishmo, as the Mishnah implies. That shouldn't make a difference. The Kaimine says, Rabbi Yochanan, I sustain the usual, the Mishnah. It's talking about b'shenit mubayli moshe yizidu. So when the owners became tummy and Pesach Rishon, even b'mezit. So the Pesach was not pushed off from being a Pesach. It's still suitable for Pesach Sheni. You might still need it, right? So therefore, then it depends. In Lishmo, if you then try Lishmo on Chol Hamoed, Potzer, because Chol Hamoed's not the time. It's a Pesach, but it's the wrong time for the Pesach. It's either you down this or you down here. So therefore, Potzer, because we'll possible. Because it's possible. Shelo Lishmo, if you shechted Shelo Lishmo, Chayev, right? Because the Pesach can be brought Shelo Lishmo as something else on Chol Hamoed, Vu Kosher, and that's a Kosher Korban. Vaidunu. So now ask the Gemara. Lishmo, it should be not Potter but Chayev. Learn like the Gilgal and Ephraim. You said, I don't understand, says Gilgal and Ephraim. Or I don't understand, says more according to Gilgal and Ephraim, that, how could that be? If you shech the L'shem Pesach, I'm sorry, the question is, if I don't L'shmo Chayev, that's the way to read it, it's between, I don't understand. If you shech L'shem Pesach, we just said, L'shalo L'shmo Chayev, V'kosher. Right, Shlosh Melchayev. How could that be? It's still a Pesach. It's still a Pesach. Because it's so suitable for Pesach Sheni. And if you shechted it on a Pesach during Chol Hamoed, whether you pair shechted Shlishmo or Shlo Lishmo, right? It should be potter, because it's not a valid it's not a valid korban. Again, if you just got through saying we're talking about guys Nitkel Pesach Sheni. It's still a suitable Pesach. It's still a kosher Pesach. So a kosher Pesach, to shecht and chomoy for any other purpose is improper. So therefore, it should be a bad korban and it should be potter from lo tishchat chametz dam zivchi, right? So that's the question. Again, he changed the gear. So, vaidunu lishmo chayev, can you judge in this case lishmo is chayev, the lishmo is chayev? Says my yeah. They said a gevaldike chap. Well, not such a gevaldike chap, but it's a nice chap. This is about a case where you are chayim pesach sheni, but this animal cannot be your korban, because this animal became 1 year old between pesach rishon and pesach sheni, meaning on chol hamoed, or maybe not even chol hamoed, maybe even as long as it becomes. But 1 year old between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, it's nidcher from being a Pesach Sheni. That's a case in which hypothetically it never became a shlamim, but nevertheless it can't be used for Pesach Sheni. So therefore, if you shechted it shelo lishmo, you're chayav. Why is that? Because of course it's a proper korban. It's not can't be a Pesach. Why shelo lishem shlamim? You're chayav. Rabbi Lo Tamar Amin Bavel is. I'm sorry, Rabbi Lo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Lo said name Rabbi Yochanan. Now this is a little bit difficult. He says b'she'ibers man kaparoso. Now nobody knows exactly what that means, but Rabbi Yochanan is saying, according to the way the Gilgal and Ephraim learns, is that we're talking about a case where there were two korbanos Pesach and Erev Pesach, and used one of them, right? So you don't have to make Pesach Sheni. And in this case, it's Rabbi Yochanan Lashitos who holds that in that case the Akira is automatic. We don't pask in that way. We pask you need Akira Mamish. That's what I told you before. Rabbi Yochanan passes Akira is automatic as long as it's copper with another one. So that's a case in which you shech the Lishmo, this Pesach Lishmo, on Chol Hamoed, and you're and you're chayev, right? Because you're already nisgata with another korban pesach, right? So therefore, this became ois pesach. That's where you're chayev. Now, pesach iber zmanu, a pesach whose time passed, meaning that you. That you reign the scapa with another one, v'shachto, and you shechted it, lishmo, for the right reason, bizmano, on Arab Pesach, I think that is. Yeah. A Pesach which Iber's mano. Let's say you had still it was Arab Pesach, and you ran in this, you lost one, set aside another one, found the first one, you got bear in it, you still have a second one. Now you shech the second one on Arab Pesach. So Pesach Sheiber's mano v'shachto lishmo, you shech lishmo bizmano on Arab Pesach. Or another case, you shech it acherim lishmo, you shech other shlamim. L'shem Pesach b'zmano on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Leza posel Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Leza posels and Rabbi Yeshua's machshir. Now here posel and kosher means what does it mean again? It has to be the korban itself, right? Let's see if that's true. Rabbi Lezer posel kushoche pesel shem shlamim. Yeah, because left it's still pesel, you share the shem shlamim without the benefit of an akira. So of course it's going to be a puzzle. Yeshua machshir kushoche shlamim shem pesel. Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Yechda, it doesn't require an akira, because you're ready in this kapir. So therefore it's like shlamim, shlech shlamim shem pesel, it's a valid carbon. He came and she was mano lo shanya, because once it passes the time, it no difference. Here I show you Pesach Shem Shlami. It's the same thing, Pesach Shech Le Shem Shlami. No, once it's a kasha. One second. I goofed. Apologize. Minor mistake. Let's go take it from the top of the omer again. Pesach Shiva is man of a shachto. Pesach Shiva is man of a shachto means it was a candidate for last year, and you didn't use it for last year, and now it's a new year, it's a year later again. Okay?
It's over 1 year old.
The Gemara is going to talk about that. We're going to get that. Pesach Sheiber Zmano, Veshachto Lishmo, Yishech Lishmo Bezmano, right? Yishech Lishmo Bezmano the following year. O Sheshachar Achein Lishmo, or you shechted one of the other Korbanos Lishem Pesach on Yudalid, right? Not the Pesach Shavar Zmano, but another Korban. Rav Leza Posel, Rav Leza says it's possible. Rabbi Shua Machshir. Rabbi Yeshua Lezer Posel, Shuka Shore Pesach Shem Shlomit, say the Shayli and Pesach Shem Shlomit. Shua Machshir, Shuka Shore Shlomit Shem Pesach, Shechlin Shlomit Shem Pesach, which is kosher. Why? Mikame and Shuava is Mana Lo Shanya, once his man is passed, even though it's Erev Pesach. Washore Pesach Shem Shlomit, Shechlin Pesach Shem Shlomit, Washore Shlomit Shem Pesach, it's all kosher. Now, Dai to the Rabbi Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, this works out. How does it work out? It's not talking about the next Pesach. It's talking about Pesach Sheni. B'she'iber Shnoso Ben Rishon L'Sheni. You might think it's the next Pesach. The same thing is true if it's Pesach Sheni, right? Adaiti the Rebbe Lo B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon. That's talking about B'she'iber Zman Kaparoso. It's talking about that the issue is even if the it's not a year older, it's when you... Right, you're mechaper with another one. That's right. It's not a year older, you're mechaper with another one. Again, Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Lane, Rabbi Yochanan said at the bottom of the page, we had a machlokas between, on the bottom of the previous song, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Chisna and Rabbi Lane, Rabbi Yochanan, what the scenario is in which you could be chayav lishmo on Chol Moed Pesach. So Rabbi Chisna said it's talking about when it's going to be too old by the time we reach Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan says it's talking about where you buy only mer mechaper with another one in a Pesach, and it's lishitosla that it doesn't require akira. So now we take this machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, where Rabbi Yeshua's machshir a Pesach which is shechta l'shem shlamim on some later date, and he says it's kosher. How can it be a kosher korban? So according to Rav Chisna, it's talking about case b'shoah b'shnotso. It's over Shnos, it's no longer a Pesach, it's a Shlomim. So therefore, Yishar L'Shem Pesach, it's no different than any other Shlomim, Yishar L'Shem Pesach, and it's kosher. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's still less than a year old. And it's talking about a case where the Bailam and Iskapa with another one, right? So the Bailam and Iskapa another one, so why is this one a Shlomim? Again, because of Ishita, because once you're in Iskapa with another one, it becomes a Shlomim. Now, on this, the Gilui Ephraim says, but wait a minute. It sounds like we're talking about a subsequent Pesach after you're wearing Mechaper. I understand, according to Rav Chisna, we're talking about Pesach Sheni. We're talking about the missed Pesach region. We're going to do Pesach Sheni. Right? And Ovar Shnosso in the middle. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, how could Rabbi Yochanan say it? How could Rabbi Yochanan talk about a following Pesach? The following Pesach is going to be more than a year old anyway. So his answer is not necessary. His answer is just talking about the Kibru Bailin Ba'acher. It's not necessary. Anyway, it's over Shnosso. So he says, it's talking about a case, it's going according to the sheet that holds that the year of a Pesach is 365 days. Whereas the year for between Pesach and Pesach could sometimes be as little as 354 days. So that's why it's still not a year old by Yemosa Chama, even though it's a year old already by a solar year, even though it already is by a lunar year. Then he brings out another answer.
Horses automatically become a year older after a certain.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it will go by a year on the clock. Okay, seven. So you can still make it. Good point. It has to be seven, but you can still make it. And that's only if you don't know the Kol Chadash. I think you know Kol Chadash. No, I think that's not true. Seven days. Okay. HaPesach Nishra B'Shol Shkitos. The Pesach is shechted by in three groups. Shneimer says, V'shochtu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisroel. Kahal V'Adam Yisroel. Nishkutah. It's shecht in those three groups. Nichlas say Nichnes is Kal Kasi Shor. The first group comes in, Nismali Sazor, and Azor becomes full. No Aluta, close the Sazor, so they close the doors. Taku Variu Vitaku, so they blew shofar. Akarim Odim Shuros Kaim would stand rows by rows via Dame, Bazikhe Kesef, and in hands they would hold goblets of silver, or Bazikhe Zor, pitchers. Of silver, Bazikhe Zor, pitchers of gold. Shura Shakula Kesef, a row which is completely of silver, Kesef is completely silver. Shura Shakula Zav, a row which is completely of gold. Loi Muravin, they would not mix. Loi Lebazichim Shulayim, the pitchers did not have bases. Shema Yenichum Vyekar Yikra Shadamay, they would put him down and the blood would congeal. Rabbi Yaakov Ragwash Yezid said, Nitan Koch Bekelo Shemoshe. Fascinating Gemara. Moshe was given great strength in his voice. His voice boomed throughout Mitzrayim 40 days, at a distance of 40 days. Because we just had in the Bavli and Daf Tzadik Dalet that Eretz Mitzrayim was 40 parcels and 40 parcels. 400 parcels and 400 parcels. And a person can walk in a day 40 parcels. 10 parcels. Sorry, 10 parcels, 40 mil. 10 versus 40 mil. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's voice had to travel for 40 days. 400 parsos, okay? So what do you say? What great thing is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? So of course that has to be something halachic. From southern Egypt, a third of the way up, there one kas. Even in Mitzrayim it holds that the peso was nishchat in shalosh kitos. Right? From so place to some place, mekas achas, makoploni, kas achas. Right? You divide up a kitos. Do not be astounded that his voice traveled. Ma'avak, because amazing proof. Ma'avak, dust. She'ein darko lahalech, which doesn't spread. Atmar, you say, v'yol avak v'chol eretz Mitzrayim. It was dust over the entire land of Egypt. Kol she'darko lahalech, a voice which does spread, naturally. Lokoshkin certainly spread over all of Egypt. Okay? Just like Moshe had strength, his voice traveled all over Egypt. 40 days distant. What did he say? Leave my nation. From here, before you were my avodim, now I'm releasing you, now they are avodim of God. At that time they said, Hallelujah, alu avdei Hashem, v'lo avdei paro. Right, that's the first step, Mizmar Dillon, which opens up Hallel. You know, guys, do you mind going a little bit over time, since we're behind? So maybe we should leave and go in the high school based matters, because we're going to have Marv here in a few minutes. We'll go to the Mishnah, actually, then we'll leave. Tani Tomid Shiesh Lo Nesachim, a Tomid which has Nesachim, Tokum Nesachim. Every Korban Tomid had, they used to blow shofar, but they used to blow when they did the libations. Pesach Shein Lo Nesachim, Tokum Shchita, so you blow shofar Tomid Shchita. Dilma Zemaisa, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Navina, Avil Yasvin, they were sitting. They were sitting. Ravina said, you know why they made rose completely of gold, completely of silver? Bivnei Ramoyim. Because otherwise people would fire mouth. Are you so confident about that? Amalei Rabbi Zira, and the Gilead Ephraim, Lieberman both say Rabbi Zira is a Kohen. He said, Emor le bepagus puach. Don't say it with a full mouth. Either means don't say it with confidence or say it silently. It's not nice to cast aspersions on Kohanim. Saying that the Kohanim were Ramoyim is not nice, right? So, however, Asher B'Yirmi, which Rabbi Yochanan said, Takam Ibnei Ramoyim. These are this way is because of the cheaters. They going to go and steal. Okay. Now we still have a couple minutes to do the next mission. Shachet Yisrael v'kibbel koin. The Yisrael shechts and the koin is mekabel. There's the chaver and they perform a bucket brigade, as he mentioned. He gives it to his friend, chaver l'chaveru. Mikabel Samali, you take the full pitcher, umasus rate, and give back the empty pitcher. Kinek koin akorba tzibzeach, the one which is close to Mizbeach, zorko zrika achas kinek yisod, he tosses it once opposite the yisod. Like this. Oh, actually, I shouldn't say that. More than that. Kosev echoroimer, one pasuk says, ach b'chor shor, b'chor kesev, b'chor eis, the b'chor of an ox, a sheep, or a goat, loti poded, shnap yudim, Code of shame, they are holy. Vestamont is roke al Mizbech. You should throw their blood on Mizbech. Kosel Echonomer, Bedamzev Echecha, Yishafech, not thrown, but spilled on Mizbech Hashem Lokecha. Im Shvicha Lomaz, which one is it? Im Shvicha Lomaz Rika. If it's Shvicha, why it says Rika? Im Shvicha Lomaz Shvicha, if it's Rika, why it says Shvicha? Make up your mind. Tani, we learned Yishafech. The truth is, you throw the blood. The truth is, you throw it. However, what did we do with the word Yishafech? Lo yatif. You shouldn't dribble it. Yishafech, lo yazeh, you shouldn't sprinkle it. Sprinkles with your finger. Sprinkles with the pitcher. Yishafech, lo, whoops. Time out.
I think I made a mistake.
No, Yishafech is different. I did make a mistake. When it says Yishafech, it's taka, different procedure than Zerika. That's what it's saying here. In Shvicha Lama Zerika, in Zerika Lama Shvicha, it's two separate. That really, the thrust of that question was, which one is it? No, the thrust of that question is, what's the difference between Zerika and Shvicha? I apologize. And now we're saying what the difference is. Yishafech means you of loyalty, you shouldn't dribble it. You shouldn't drip, drip, drip. Yishafech lo yazeh, you shouldn't sprinkle with your finger. Yishafech lo yizrok, you shouldn't throw it either. So Rebbe says yishafech, it's not to be zorik. Upirish beKabbalah, and it says in the Kabbalah in Navi, amazing thing. I don't know what this, what to do with this pasuk. I assume it's a pasuk somewhere. It says, Kohanim zorkim es adam miyad alevim. You, the Kohanim, take the blood from the Levim and they throw it. My shaila is, how the heck did the Levim get into this picture? There ain't no Levim with the blood. Levim, they only sing and do the gates. But here it's called the Levim who bring the blood. The Kohanim bring the blood Levim. I guess maybe because they're malava the blood, they accompany it. I don't know exactly. It says that the Kohanim would take the blood in the pitchers from the Levim, quote unquote, and they're the ones who do the Zrika Sadam. Okay?
Well, the lady could carry the blood, couldn't he? In the
cleat? No. Wasn't it a Tzavoda? It's done by the Kohanim. The four Avodos. Kabbalah, Allah, it's all done by the Levim. So I have by the Kohanim?
This is the first case of Levi from Kohanim.
Yeah. Hakomorim, everybody agrees with Shvicha Diachem. That Shvicha is that it's literally what it means. So it's pour. You pour the thing down. And Azoya Diachem. And everybody agrees that Azoya, whatever it says, V'Zoya Sadam, it's with the finger. Right? Everybody agrees with that. Ma pleading bizrika. The shayla is what the definition of zrika is. Right? Mona ma zrika kein shvicha. In other words, we saw what yishafich means. We also know what azoy is. When it says in Torah yizorek, zrika sadam, how does zrika sadam work? Right? Mona ma zrika kein shvicha. Rabbi Chanina ma zrika kein azoya. Right? Mona says it's similar to shvicha. And Rabbi Chanina says zrika is kein azoya. Now, what does that mean? It means you take a pitcher. The question is what you do with the pitcher. You go like this with the pitcher. When you do Zriko with the pitcher, is it like Shvicha, which means you go like this? Or is it like Hazoya, which means you go like this? That's the question. Because Hazoya is like this, right? You move, and Zriko and Shvicha is like this. So when you do Zriko, it's like Shvicha, which means we one gesture, one sweep. Or is it like a Zoya and that you dribble it or somewhat and where you toss it? So it's machlokas. Right? Mona mazrika and shvira, and mechana mazrika kain a Zoya. Rabbi Yechanan bar Maria, kroya misai Rabbi Chanina, the pasuk is like Rabbi Chanina. Says, ki mei nida lo zarakulot tamei yev a goymer. Says, my person is being mechaper by paraduma. When the mei nida has not yet been thrown on him, he's tamei. Well, by mei nida, by the paraduma water, it says explicitly that it's called hazor. So we see hazor and zrik are linked. Hadai lo kayan gabo hazaya. It's not clear the word dai lo, or it's one word, two words, what it means. We're told we are called it something previously, we called it here previously hazoya. Di lo kayan gabo, di lo, I don't know. It means this thing next to it. You call it Hazoya, you call the Rei Hazoya. Batzavach lo Zrika, here according to Zrika, it must be Zrika and Hazoya are similar. So when you do Zrika, you go like this. Not go like that, one fell swoop, but you do it in spurts. All right, let's go to the other base manager. This works here. I don't know where it says that Levim. I looked around to see if anybody comments on the Levim usage, but I couldn't see anybody comment on it. So it's very strange. Okay, so next Mishnah. Yotze Kasvi Shoya. The first group went down and Nichnas Shnei, the second group comes in. Yotze Shnei and Nichnas Shnei, the second group goes out, so the third one comes in. Gemaizu Shoya Kach Shnei. Gemaizu Shnei Shlishis. So everyone, Gemaizu Shnei or Shlishis, they're all the same. Korsal, and they all read Hallel when they did the Korban Pesachim. Garmu, they finished Hallel one time. Shana, they said a second time. In Shana, they finished the second time. Shusha, they said a third time.
Korsal, they're reading the
Hallel
during the
Shechita. Yeah, during the Shechita. Yeah. As opposed to what?
As opposed to the Zvicha. I mean, not Zvicha, the roasting of it.
No, that's much later, right? We're not up there yet. No, they wouldn't do it while they're roasting. Korsal, or at least we don't know that yet. Karsa im garmushan, if they finish once, they repeat it. Mimshano, if they did it twice, shilshu, they did it a third time. Abel pishlo shilshu mikmein lamaisa, they never finished three times in their life because they did it the various reason. Rabino mamiya meosho kashlishi story gila vahafti. In fact, in the whole time that they had the third group did this, the third group was always very small. They never even got to the paragraph of Hafti and Hallel. Hafti Hashem, Hafti Gishma Hashem is Koli, Neshah Mo Moati, because there are very few people there for the Kach Lishis. Tamatina, we learned over there, Yotzu V'Ochlu V'Shasu. It says over there they used to go out and eat and drink. Uvo Ben Arbaim. And this story about, not by Pesach, I should make that clear, it fooled me the first time I did this too. Yotzev Ochel V'Shasu means if you came on a Tainus, it's nothing to do with Pesach, if you came on a Tainus and you prayed for rain, and it rained before noon. So you go home and you eat and you drink and then you come back to Shul. Uvekoru Hallel Gdolah, they would read Hallel, the great Hallel. Ezu Hallel Gdolah, what is Hallel Gdolah? My Parav Hashem Rabbi Chena said, Hodu Le'elokei Elokim. It's the Hoda we say Pesukei the Zimmer Shabbos morning. That's Hoda Hallel HaGadol. Am Rabbi Yochanan Milvad Mishoni Beis Hashem. You have to start out from the paragraph before, which is in fact what we do. The paragraph of whatever it is, the first paragraph before Hallel HaGadol. So I think it's how Luka Ali Nafshi Beis Hashem. I'm probably making that up. Whatever it is. Haluka alu es Hashem, Hashem alu avdei Hashem, shoni beis Hashem. By Tehillim Kuflam, hey, you have to say it before Kuflam above, which is Hodo Hashem Kitov and Hodo Elokei Elokim. They go together. Why is that? Lama bilein tanat in parashas. So why these two parashas go together? Because Amrei Vav Hashem Rishmur Shmuel Bar Nachman says they should read us kishamim kasubem, because it says rain by both of them, and of course it's hal and rain. Adaita Rabbi Yochanicha. And saying the Chsi Malay Nisi Mikteoret. It says in Kutil Kuflame, Malay Nisi Mikteoret, which is the Nisim is clouds. So bringing the clouds from the ends of the earth. Ukrabchina, Makorabchina, only read Kuflam and Vav. Ma, why only Kuflam Vav? Bagam Vav, Kuflam and Vav. Begin the Chsi, because it says there, no sin lechem lechobosar kirom chasto. Of course, how do you get bald lechem lechobosar? Only by rain. So therefore, that mentions rain, that's sufficient. Rabbi Simon both said on a tiny afternoon, you don't say when it rains, you don't say Hallel HaGadol, this Hallel over here, Hodol Hashem Kitov. Rather, you say our Hallel, the Hallel of, you know, of Yontif. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Hodididon, our Hallel. Bar Kapor Amar Hodididon, our Hallel. Bar Kapor Kedaita, Bar Kapor is like his line of reasoning. What do you say? The Tina learned me a mail shall catch licious logil after ki shma Hashem is kloitachnoi, nesha moa muatin, because it had very few people. Tani Bar Kapor said this how which they used to say to we halagadoila. So we see the halagadoila he holds is the how they used to say on Yotif, that's the same thing. Chad Bar Avyo, certain person named Bar Avyo. That's his name. Avar Kumite Vusa, he went to Davin before the Amud. Amar Lon, so he said to them, Anin Basrai, answer after me, Ma Dana Amar, what I say. And that's how he said Hallel. Everybody used to repeat it. It was repetitive. He would say something, they were repetitive. He'd repeat it. So says one very interesting thing. Amar Hada Amara, Leis Hada Didan. So it must be that Hallel, Hagodo, which Baravaya went down to the Amar on a tiny afternoon after it rained. And as he says, how go? He says, it must be this one of Hodul Hashem. Because he told everybody to repeat, which means that they didn't know what was going on. By themselves, they had to repeat it, because it was our Hallel. Everybody knows our Hallel by heart. They have to repeat it. They'll know it by heart. So again, says, since he made them repeat it, Adamar Leisa Dadidan, it's not our Hallel, but rather it's Hallel HaGadol. I guess they didn't say Pesukei Zimmer Shabbos morning like we do, because otherwise they should be familiar with it, right? So, Raimon is the...
Why did you determine that it was a Hodul Hashem?
Because it says, Leis HaDadi Don.
But it's not what we do.
Right.
It doesn't say what it...
Well, it's either or. I assume. Well, you mean it was the third thing?
I'm just curious.
Those are the only two options in what I was giving. It's either Hadati Dan or not Hadati Dan. So I assume that's what I was assuming. Yeah, why does that give you another option?
I understand.
We're saying Hila goes either that or this. I understand you're saying. I empathize with your position, but I cannot accept it. Because the Yerushalmi would probably have to tell us that there's another option. That's what I think. So it says, well, I'm Rabbi Mamana, Hadadi Don Nasahaba. No, that was different. There it's unique because it was a Naso. Now, according to the Mashbiach, brings down a Girsa, which he likes, and Lieberman brings down the same Girsa, but he dislikes it. The Girsa which they bring down is Nasha. It means there are a lot of women there. And women don't know the Halal by heart. Women and Amaratzim. And they don't know how about it, so that's why he told them to read it responsively. It's like a women's prayer group, only it was led by a man. So that's how they read it. But Lieberman himself likes the Girsa of the Gemara, which is the way that everybody explains it, that where it's a big nes, you say it responsibly out of the simcha. In Haudi, that was a case of a nes, nasahava. It was a nes, and when it's a nes, it's a characteristic of simcha is that you have responsive readings. Okay, so that's why he did it that way. I'm Ramana Hadadi Nasahava Rav. It was a great miracle. Or according to the other Gersa, Nasahava Rav. There are many women there. Right, either or. Begin K. Therefore, Amar Loni said to them, Anai Basran, Ani Basrai, answer Madano Amar, what do I say? Whatever I say, you say. Tani, we learned the last group to come in here. I saw Kas Atzel Nikri's Kas Atzel was called the Lazy Bone Group. Am Rabbi Yavun, Ma'im Davish Mitzvaso Lachain. If this case was a mitzvah to do it, you have to have three groups. It's Missouri, you have to have three groups. Nevertheless, I saw Nikri's Kama Kas Atzel, the last group was called the Lazy Ones. Mivneshi Kimatzatzel, because they're lazy by coming last. Mitzvah, because where it's a mitzvah where it's not required to be late, in other words, they should be earlier, so in that case we call them lazy bones if they don't come on time. So here it's a case where somebody had to be the third group, but they're called that slotim. Certainly people who could have come earlier in a case where there is no requirement to have a ladder group, that they certainly call it slave. Okay, let's go a little bit further. K'maseh b'chok ach maseh b'shabbos. Same way he did on weekday, he did on Shabbos. Elisha kohanim b'dich mesazorah on Shabbos. He used to rinse the azorah shalob ratzon chachomim. Without chachomim's permission. Rabbi Omer, at the end of the day, kosu yom emali midam atarov, so he would fill up a cup with the blood which was on the ground. V'zorah kuzrika chasaga mizbeach and toss it on mizbeach. Lo lo chachomim, chachomim said you don't do that. Amar Rabbi Yehudah, lo kol shvus itir b'mikdash. You see in our mission, not every drabon is mutter in the base of mikdash because they didn't allow them to rinse the floor, right? Because maybe you come to shvui gumos, right? To strain out the holes, right? To smooth out. So ketzer ayos, see how they walk? There would be a wash in blood, right? Vayukayim shtakim b'dam anarch was saying there would be a wash in blood to their knees. Ketzer ayos is what they do mistil. So you see them, they made them raised. Platforms in the ground, in the pavement to walk on. Tamati, we looked over there. Rabbi Yehuda Mechai B'dam Tamtis. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you eat blood, I think it's eating. One second. Yeah, if you eat blood which comes out of the body of an animal after the animal dies, you're chayiv. Okay, dam tamtis is chayiv. That's blood which comes after the animal dies. Rabbanan argue. No, that's the opposite. That's dam anefesh. Uh-huh. Right? We want to say Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv even on dam tamtis, the blood which comes out afterwards. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said lo ribo so Rabbi Yehuda ela the kores asa. It's true you get kores on it, but it's not good for the avoda. Meaning, for the avoda in the base of mikdash, you need to have dafka dam anefesh. That you put on the mizbeach. For the dam tamtis, however, you can be chayiv kores on that. Rabbi Chizkan, Rabbi Avosh, Rabbi Yochan, also, Loribus, Rabbi Yehuda, Eli Koris. Tamana, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chizkan, Mas Nisa. Okay. The over there they say Nevechisa, and above they say Nevechisa. Our Mishnah is medayik that. A brisa, so it's not in our Mishnah. There's a brisa which is medayik that. The brisa says, Omalo, the Rabbanan said to him, how can you sprinkle one cup of blood at the end of the day, Valo dam tamtsisu? It's blood which came out after Shechita. Vadam tamtsis posog on Mizbeach. Dam tamtsis no good on Mizbeach. So we see clearly that even they expected even Rabbi Yehuda to concede that dam tamtsis is not good on the Mizbeach. You can't use it as part of the Avodah. And furthermore, they said to him, Vod min adah, furthermore, filling up this cup of the end of the day is not good for another reason. Verubo lo niskabo bekli, the blood which is on the ground, most of it is not niskabo bekli. It's spilled out of the next to the animal directly. Vadam shal niskabo bekli, posim yagam mizbeach. It's not niskabo bekli, you can't use it for the mizbeach. Once it's spilled on the once it's spilled on the ground without having first come to a keli, you can't use it. Maybe if it's first come to a keli, the argument can be made that you could scoop it up and use it. But if it never got to a keli, how can you scoop it up just from the ground? That's no good.
Well, the spilling at the end of the day, I mean, that was a symbolic gesture. Was it for kapara?
No, it was for kapara.
For what? For all?
In case for spillage. Now, says Yushalmi, East the Rabbi Yehuda dam evato dam, says Yerushalmi, that's not a taina. Says Rabbi Yehuda, and since it's not a taina, so therefore it's not a raya either. In other words, we want to bring a raya. Rabbi Yehuda holds dam tamtsis is not mechaper, even though the chayav chorus on it, because they said to him it's dam tamtsis, and Rabbi Yehuda was silent. Says, well, it's not a raya. Rabbi Yehuda was silent because he didn't feel like responding. He obviously doesn't agree with the Rabbanan. I'll bring you proof. Because Rabbanan said most of it is dam shenishbach, right? So if it's no good. But that's still time, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mina lo bato. So he'll respond to you, but the little bit is dam nefesh. And that dam nefesh is not bato dam tamsis. That's l'shitas chem. That you say dam is mevatel dam, but I hold dam is not mevatel dam. So you can ask me a question. But he didn't answer. He didn't say that. Why didn't he say it? Because he didn't care to answer. He ignored them. If he didn't get an answer, he ignored them. Maybe he disagreed with them also about Dam Tamsis. He just didn't bother answering them, right? He just was makab for them. In other words, he was silent. He didn't say anything. So maybe he doesn't know this business, the other business. Makab minon, and he just be makab of their abuse. But he really holds Dam Tamsis as makabir. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bubashir, Rabbi Chisus, Masis, Amrakein. Our Mishnah tells us, now it's our Mishnah, I think, tells us this, that, our Mishnah? The Dam Tamsis is possible from being on this Be'ach, how so? Because, Ein Yela Dama Nefesh, no, it's probably Bryce, it's not our Mishnah. Right, says, Ein li ela dama nefesh b'mukdashim. I only know the chayev on dama nefesh if you chayev on eating blood by dama nefesh by kochim. Why is that? Davar shuroy l'kapora, because maybe that's what the Torah forbade to drink, because it's suitable kapora. Minai dama nefesh b'chulin. How do we know that dama nefesh by chulin? The dam tamtsis bein b'chulin bein mukdashim, and dam tamtsis both by chulin and by mukdashim, you transgress to get kares. So tamalom are dam. V'chol dam shu etzel nefesh shu maskei apora. The word the Kormeret takes out the word of kol. It really isn't necessary. So it says the dam shu etzel nefesh shu maskei kapora. It says here in this brisa, dam nefesh is kapora, right? And then avol etzel dam tamtis eino maskei kapora. See that? It said in this brisa it says el dam nefesh mukdashim davar shuroy kapora. That what's mechaper dam anevish by mukdashim, and we ask how you know the yachayev koris also on dam tamtsis bein b'chulin bein mukdashim. So it's clearly a separate and distinct category that even by kochim, by yachayev koris on all of them. That's what this is coming to say, that on all dam yachayev koris, any dam regardless of what it is. That's Rabbi Lishita. But what is the dam which is mechaper in the beis hamikdash? Only the dam anevish, not the dam tamtsis. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.